T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Congrats to Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, not only is he a great quarterback, but I guess he's now a shareholder of the Bears.
That audio courtesy of Let's Go with Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Did you laugh at the idea of Tom Brady congratulating Aaron Rodgers for becoming a shareholder in the Bears and comparing it to his ownership stake in the Milwaukee Bucks? Or is that joke not so funny anymore? Should Brady be added to the Bears' list of villains, or is that being too soft?
Yeah, that's being too soft. I did laugh. Brady had a huge laugh. He was having so much fun poking fun at Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he even realized that the Bears were a part of it. And then he said he owns Soldier Field later. I mean, it was very, it was good-natured ribbing, I think, from one quarterback to another. Unfortunately, the Bears, he's not, like, intimidated by this week's opponent. He's not worried if he's going to peeve them off while he has his fun with Aaron Rodgers. I said this before. If I know the McCaskey family, they've got to be steaming over this. They've got to be unhappy that their team can't beat the Green Bay Packers to the point where the Packers quarterback still owns the Bears, and everybody making jokes about ownership. That would burn me if I were the guy in charge. If I was the guy with the money behind the scenes, that would burn me pretty hard. I would be pretty upset, and I can't imagine that they find that joke funny anymore. And Brady's not on our list of villains. Just listen to the head coach talk about him. Oh, Tom Brady!
Oh, Tom! I wish I had a quarterback like Tom. He could run my offense.
Don't we all?
It was amusing. Brady's got a great sense of humor. And look, it is kind of, if you're a McCaskey, you don't like being the butt of these jokes because, you know, Aaron Rodgers owning the Bears. Tom Brady's been a pretty good guy subleasing there because he's, 5-1 against the Bears' lifetime? So he's no slouch against this team either historically. But he was just having fun. The Bears just happened to be incidentally involved. He was kind of poking fun at his friend. It was a continuation of that golf tournament or that event from the summer, which was really fun to see them go back and forth. Two guys at the top of their game, two of the best ever. You know, publicly, you know, kind of engaged, and that's fun for football fans. But if you're the Bears, you're tired of this. You're tired of hearing about, you know, questions, and Cole Kmet, as good as his answer was about the Tom Brady or the Aaron Rodgers thing yesterday, enough already. They want to move on. Every time you hear about it, you're reminded of what you were unable to do against your bitter rival. And now you're moving ahead, and Tom Brady, like, oh, yeah, it's kind of more of a dismissive thing. So, yeah, enough with the idolatry and everything. You got to go out and sack the quarterback on Sunday. You want to get a little bit of that attitude. So, yeah, enough already.
I don't find it funny even in the slightest, but I don't think it's something that would motivate the Bears defense any more than they should already be motivated. And I am worried about some lingering side effect hangover, if you will, on this Jalen Johnson. The Bears can't afford that. I hope that this young man is not going to have a pity party for himself down in Tampa Bay, or it's going to be a long, long afternoon.
How would he have a carryover? In what way?
That this fine and this Instagram and, you know, blank the Bears and what is this blank and I'm playing well for them and Nagy's always late and blank this and blank that and, you know, take my fine and blank it.
How about he walks up to the line, and instead of facing Mike Evans, he turns around and just crosses his arms. because his lower lip's...
You know what I want him to do?
I mean, it could work the other way, too, right? Everybody's wired differently. I'm just saying, I hope that's not... The Bears are not in a position to lose this young man mentally. They need him to... They have three... Tampa Bay has three wide receivers that the Bears wish they had. Like, you know, all three of their wide receivers would be a one. No offense, Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
They'd all be a one. Allen Robinson would be a two to them. So, you know, the Bears are already shorthanded covering all three guys. And now you got a guy who might have his nose out of joint.
I want Jalen Johnson to pick off a pass, go to Matt Nagy, tap his wrist like Carlos Correa said, my time. My time.
I can't believe you want that. You only want that from a talk show perspective. That is so not what you want, David. No shot. That is not
Busted.
You. Busted. That means you've been around me too long if you want that. There's no way you want that.
Dustin, we got to get to the break.
That's what Ray's doing right now. Hey, Mully.
Yeah.
Hey, Mully.
I know. But, Dustin, why are you saying Ryan Pace has overpaid for the franchise wide receiver because there are three guys in Tampa better than the guy he's given all the money to? $18 million plus?
And Allen Robinson's feels underappreciated being a top five paid wide receiver in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.